PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews in with you. This is Monday, October the 24th, and we're all ready to get a great week headed your way for Golf Talk America and what's happening on the PGA Tour. It was a great weekend for Justin Thomas. The guy likes Malaysia. There's no two ways around it. He likes Kuala Lumpur for the second year in a row. Justin Thomas wins the CIMB Classic in Kuala Lumpur, shoots a final round 64, and is 23 under, three shots better than Hideki Matsuyama. So he picks up the nice little check of $1.2 million, pay for a little jet fuel on your way back from Kuala Lumpur. Derek Fauther and Erban Lahiri finished at 19 under par, and Mark Leishman, Keegan Bradley behind them a little bit. So some of the better players on the PGA Tour, a lot of Asian players on the PGA Tour playing in the CIMB Classic. We're going to be talking with Brendan Sweeney coming up in just a little bit, our good friend from French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana. I'm sure there's something going on in French Lick, but more importantly, probably for Brendan and myself, and maybe millions of others out there, the Chicago Cubs are in the World Series. So we have to talk to Brendan about that because he's one of the biggest fans of a world of huge fans in Chicago Cubdom, if you will. So we'll talk to Brendan in just a little bit. And, of course, we have Frank Bassett in our Nashville studios. Frank, by the way, I'm not sure if you are or aren't any kind of a Cubs fan. Do you care one way or the other, Cubs, Indians, or only because of me and Brendan you care?
Cubs? No, I like the Cubs. I care for the Cubs. But Cubdom? Is Cubdom, a word?
I don't know. Is that a word? Is that a word? I just made one,
Like Gator Nation?
I mean, I guess I just did.
Cubdom, yeah.
They actually,
Tuesday night, it kicks off. And you and I were talking earlier. Ooh. The home field advantage is decided by who wins
The All-Star game.
The All-Star game, the American League or the National League.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you said most people really don't care unless it's your team. And now you're like,
right.
Wait a minute.
And
so the home field is
right.
Is
Cleveland.
The Indians.
Yeah. Even though they did not have nearly
good
a record. Yeah. The Cubs had such a great regular season. And
oh, my gosh.
Through the National League playoffs, you get the benefit of that, but you don't in the World Series in this case. So, yeah, I don't know if that'll make a difference or not, but home field advantage belongs to the Indians. And Indians have not won a World Series in years as well, so they've got a long standing
48, I believe.
Frustration.
48, something like that. Hey, listen, speaking of weird rules, okay, let's look at a rule right now that if you qualify for a WGC, World Golf Championship event, you can't play in a parallel PGA Tour event. You have to participate in the WGC event. Well, William McGirt, Monday morning, easy for me to say, he qualified for the WGC event in China. So the Sanderson Farms, which runs parallel in Jackson, Mississippi, he cannot participate in because he's not going to the WGC. So he can't participate in the Sanderson Farms by the rules. Mm-hmm. But this speaks to the man. William McGirt, out of respect for Joe Sanderson and the people of Jackson, Mississippi that put this tournament on, is flying in on his nickel, and he's going to spend a couple of days there playing the Pro-Am and to go to the event prior to the tournament, and then he's going to fly back. So on his own nickel, he's going down there just to support Sanderson Farms in the Golf Club of Jackson.
Very nice.
Club of Jackson, I'm sorry. Isn't that nice? That's super nice.
Good
and another crazy thing is Dickie Pride, our very own Dickie Pride, is playing in this tournament down in Jackson, Mississippi this week. And this will be Dickie's 18th consecutive start in this tournament. So that's
18th consecutive. That's a long
18th
time.
18th consecutive. That's a long time. There's only one other PGA Tour active player that has that same number, and that would be Glenn Day. So the two active players, Glenn Day and Dickie Pride, playing in the same tournament, 18 starts.
And that comes up this weekend. The Sanderson Farms Championship starts. It is a split field because, as you said, there is a World Golf Championship, the HSBC Champions, in Shanghai, China. Russell Knox defending champion there. So some of the field and PGA Tour players will be playing in Shanghai. A lot of other guys, unless you're taking off, will be playing in Jackson, Mississippi, where I was last year doing some work for PGA Tour Radio. And, Frank, it rained like the end of the world.
I'm telling you, if you have a drought.
It didn't stop raining.
If you have a drought in your city,
yeah,
schedule a PGA Tour event. It seems that way, at least in 2016, the first part of the 2016 year. But also, guess who else is playing in this field? Ian Poulter. So Poulter is going to be in this field.
Is he?
David Toms, Peter Malnati nice. Is playing in this field. Chris Kirk is also in the field. So it's going to be a good tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to try to get down there. I need a flight because it's a 6.5-7 hour drive from Nashville to get to Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, I didn't know it was that far. Is it that far?
Yeah, it is. Unless you go down the Natchez Trace, which is a gorgeous 2-lane highway it's the old trading route between Nashville and Natchez, Mississippi. But it's 2-lane and it's a lot of deer. A lot of deer.
A little scenic, but yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. A lot of animals. So anyway, but we wish our good friend Dickie Pride all the best of luck going down there and playing in this tournament. I told him, come back with a top 10 or win. Don't come home if you don't have a top 10 or win.
So. Like I said, last year the tournament had rain delays throughout the entire tournament, and so many so that they had to go into Monday, which they hate to do, but they had to. And the reason that was a problem is because you can see the schedule. And last year it was the conflict was Mayakoba and the World Golf Championship. So guys had to change their flight. And that's not easy to do on one day's notice to try to get a different flight and get to Mexico. It wasn't like they just had to go to some other place in the United States. So it made for a very hectic weekend and Sunday for a lot of people trying to change their schedules. This year, the schedules changed a little bit because after the Sanderson Farms Championship and the World Golf Championship is the Shriners Hospital for Children's Open in Las Vegas, which we will be attending and we'll be in Vegas to bring the show to you from Las Vegas. So have you made your arrangements for that yet? I'm imagining you're not going to make that drive, are you?
No, flights are booked. Hotels are booked. We're going to do the show live by the pool. I think you'll don't you think?
Should
one day
nice.
At least live by the pool at Caesars or something.
Why not?
Yeah, let's go ahead and just have some fun with it. But yeah, we're looking forward to that. And I tried to get Dickie into that tournament, talking to the tournament director, begging, pleading, because I really wanted our pal Dickie to be out there. But it doesn't look like he's going to get an exemption for that one. But, you know, I think we could get an exemption for our good friend Brendan Sweeney and have him come out there and co-host with me out there, back with you in Dallas. That'd be fun, you know?
We could maybe twist his arm a little bit. We'll find out here because Brendan is going to be joining us in 1 minute, 1 second. 1 minute and 1 second, he'll be joining us to talk about this. Yeah. I do want to mention as well that last week we had a very good time because we're on the road all the time, and Frank was here in my backyard in Dallas for the Jordan Spieth Family Foundation Tournament that we did the shows from and did a lot of interviews. And I was looking forward on the schedule. As mentioned, the Mayakoba tournament. Right after that is the RSM Classic in Sea Island, Georgia. And remember, we were talking with Zach Johnson, Frank, at that tournament. Well, Zach lives now in Sea Island, Georgia, and he said he had a tree fall in his house from Hurricane Matthew. Remember that went through part of it? And we were wondering way back then, would that affect the Sea Island tournament and other tournaments up the coast as far as the cleanup, and would it in any way affect the golf courses? He said the course is pretty good, other than a tree in his house. His house is in pretty good shape. And he also is from Iowa, has a house in Iowa, and they had flooding, major flooding. So he said he had it coming. So a lot of
both ways,
tough things happening, for Zach Johnson. But he's such a great guy. We had a great time.
But Zach took it. You know, Zach took it as the fine man that he is and just said, look, nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
And so we're blessed. So and that's just Zach's attitude and always has been. He's a great guy.
Yeah. So
but, you know, the man, the myth, and the legend himself, him very own self, here you are. Mr. Brendan Sweeney, I believe, is on the phone with us. Brendan, are you here with us?
I am here physically and mentally.
Oh, well, I don't know so much about that.
No, I'm a hurricane survivor. I have survivor geese going on right now.
Yeah, Brendan was involved. Yeah. Orlando got pelted pretty well. He had some trees down his yard.
I was making that connection.
A hurricane. Yeah. Yes. Wow. It's just a mess. You know, Nashville has had really no problems since our flood 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, whenever it was. I've forgotten. My house got wiped out, the whole downstairs. But so we've all – Tim, have you had any damage for any reason to your house?
No, I just have constant foundation issues. Apparently, North Texas has bad soil, so it's like every couple of months I look at another crack forming on. It's like veins in my legs. Yeah.
So we're saying God hates us all.
It's kind of I don't know. Something's not right here.
You know, the reason we brought Brendan Sweeney in today, outside of the fact that he's a great friend of ours and the French Lick Resort is a bucket list place you got to go. Brendan is a diehard, huge, over-the-top Cubs fan, and he was texting me. Did you get us tickets to the World Series, by the way, Brendan?
there's a difference between me and us.
Yeah.
I'm trying to book a flight right now from Orlando to Chicago. My roommate from college, Tim Delisle, he called me up yesterday. He goes, "Hey, what are you doing Friday or Saturday?" I said, "Nothing." He goes, "I got a ticket for you." So,
oh, nice.
I had to beg and plead to my wife.
Brendan,
I've
got to get off the show for a minute and call Brendan's wife and have her tell him he can't go so I can get that ticket.
Wow.
Frank,
good for you. Which game are you going to go to?
Yes, you do.
Friday. The Friday game.
Friday, nice.
Hey, I was just...
I'll tie guys up Friday morning from live in Sheffield. I'm flying in Thursday.
Perfect.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that'd be good. Brendan, I was curious. When you're watching the championship game, the NLCS, and it was all going almost from the beginning, the Cubs way against Clayton Kershaw, tough opponent, but, boy, they mowed him down, and they look great in doing it. Were you giddy? Were you almost pinching yourself? Were you not waiting for something else bad to happen, a Bartman situation to happen? I mean, for Cubs fans, it's been literally forever since this day has come that they could get to a World Series. How were you feeling when you were watching that Dodger game?
Well, I was at a friend of mine's 50th birthday party Saturday night, so we were in downtown Orlando at a tavern, and probably about six of us were just focusing on the ball game, and then the other half of the crowd was watching the Ohio State Penn State game. So yeah. That was going sideways for them. We're screaming on one side, they're screaming on the other side, and this poor girl who just turned 50 is like, "How come no one's paying attention to me?" And we're like, "Look at that." It was, in a sick kind of way. I was sort of thinking, you know, Tim, you're a Chicagoan, you know,
yeah.
That's the only thing we know.
Yeah.
You know, now that it's been since 1945, and just to drop a French lick bomb on you, 1907, the Cubs go to the World Series and win. 1908, the Cubs go to the World Series and win. 1945, the Cubs make it to the World Series, don't win. One common denominator. They all had their spring training in French Lake. So, as a reference,
Frank wins the bet. Frank said it would take you about a minute and a half to get into that.
I won the bet. And Tim, Tim has to get a glass of water right now for us while Brendan and I talk for a minute, and then Tim will be right back. But I'm going to go with Brendan here. Brendan, do you have a box of dirt that you can take to Chicago with you from French Lake?
Actually, last February, we were sponsors at the Chicago Golf Show. Andy Fortner, our head pro from the Pete Dye course, went over to West Baden, where the baseball field was. He dug up two boxes of dirt, brought in two bags of, like, mud. And I led the Shannon Rovers around the Chicago Convention Center out in Rosemont and presented Dave Kaplan from the Chicago Cubs two boxes of dirt. He said he was going to spread them in Tempe, and he said he was going to spread them in at Wrigley. And hopefully he did. If not, he is now the owner of the curse if he doesn't do that. So we have four games.
Personally cursed.
Four games to win. And then if the Cubs don't win, you can blame it on Dave Kaplan, and Dave Kaplan could be heard on ESPN Chicago.
So just throw him under the bus. Hey Tim, you get a glass of water?
The feline bus will be running right over his back if he didn't do it.
Hey, Brendan, I'm curious, too. I mean, the Cubs are we were talking about this before you came on, are not going to have home field advantage after such a phenomenal regular season and winning 103 games because of the All-Star game, which now determines who gets home field in the World Series. How are you feeling about that? Are you as I said before, it didn't affect Cubs ever, so it didn't matter from a Cub fan standpoint. But now you think it matters? You think it's fair?
Well, let me ask you, does that affect the DH because it's an American League team with a home field advantage? Is that the designated hitter?
I don't know. I think the DH just sticks with the home field, right? So I think the DH in the World Series is what it has been, which is when you're playing in an American League city, you have the DH. National League city, you don't have the DH.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's how it will be.
Hey, and guess what? I learned something new today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
It'll be there.
Guess what? The next time Sweeney and I get into a golf match, I'm going to bring in my DH. His name is Jordan Spieth. There you go. Well, that's the kind
of
one.
All right, Tim, how long did it take for Frank to drop his name?
Yeah. His okay. Good friend, Jordan Spieth.
Zach Johnson.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not very long.
Ron Palmer.
Hey, well, I tell you what, if you look back in history, what two great teams to be in the World Series? You know, the Cleveland Indians, you know, 1948 was the last time they were in a World Series.
Yeah.
The Cubs, 1945. It could be the sign of the apocalypse, man. If the Cubs win,
seriously.
And if,
no
if all this political stuff come together, I'm moving somewhere. I'm dual citizen with Ireland.
Got to move to Texas. Got to move to Texas. That's where our Glenn Beck moved to.
Yeah.
Apocalypse is coming. You just don't buy a house close to Tim because there are foundation issues in his neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, anywhere around here. Hey, let me change gears here for a second. We're talking with Brendan Sweeney from French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana. And I wanted to ask both of you guys a question. The PGA Tour made an announcement, a new event coming up next year. It'll be the CJ Cup at Nine Bridges. So it's a new event on the PGA Tour, 500 FedEx Cup points, very official. And it'll be in Korea next October 16th through the 22nd. So right around this time of the year, they'll be playing in Korea in a new golf tournament. It seems like, and now that's the fourth tournament that's going to be in Asia, it definitely seems like there's a swing, does there not, in the PGA Tour to really attract Asian golfers and viewers, fans, whatnot. That's a hot part of the world for golf, a new event coming out of that. And they said it all kind of spurred from the President's Cup being in South Korea last year and the success that had and how much popularity that focused on that part of the world, that the CJ Corporation said, we want to have a tournament here, and they put it all together. Big purse, big money, big FedEx Cup points. What do you think about that, Brendan?
Well, I think if you're looking at the expansion of the game, absolutely. Asia's the way to go. And you could see it, you know, just on the college level and the junior level, just the amount of the Asian people are playing in those events. They're so focused. They're very passionate about the golf. And, you know, another thing I'm curious about is who has the broadcast rights for that? Is it going to be, is it CBS, NBC? Is it Golf Channel? Is it a Korean-based production company that's putting on and we're just taking the feed? But if you look at the global rights of broadcasting, with all of the mergers that are going on, you know, AT&T just picked up, you know, Time Warner and the Comcast deal with NBC. I wonder who has the broadcast rights for that, and what role the PGA Tour with their live streaming will take over, and how much
sure,
play
substantial.
That is. So you're looking at expansion of the game, but expansion of the broadcast rights as well.
Yeah, substantial because the PGA Tour Live will be there. So. And PGA Tour probably will have a bigger hand going forward in broadcast rights. So, yeah, I don't know who will have it over there, but I know that live, PGA Tour Live, which you can get by going to PGATour.com and signing up for it, you can get pure tournament feeds. It's great because they have featured groups, and I enjoy that coverage almost as much as the television
our buddy
coverage.
Jane Crafter.
Janie, yeah.
Janie's
working with that, yeah.
I've got a question for you, Frank.
The Cubs thing is interrupting my travel, so I was going to go down to the LPGA Legends event, their Walgreen event down in Delray.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, Jane Blaylock, but I have a higher calling this week.
Hey, Frank, I did want to ask you, though.
She's never going to forgive you.
Here's my other question about that tournament in Asia. Let's just create controversy where there is none, but what the heck.
Oh, good. Here we go.
So they're going to have a tournament in Asia.
Yeah.
Do you think that is fair to so many great and deserving golf courses, facilities, cities in this country that don't have PGA Tour events? It would love to have a PGA Tour event. The fans in that part of the country would love to see PGA Tour golf. And instead, they're going halfway around the world to have a golf tournament there. Is there an argument there that they should concentrate on the U.S.?
No, I don't think so, because the PGA Tour has expanded to Auburn, Alabama, the Barbasol Championship that goes on parallel to the Open. Opelika, that's right, Opelika. No, they're in Jackson, Mississippi, the Sanderson Farms tournament there. So I think that they're equal. The equal dispersion of tournaments, I think it's very fair, to be honest. I think the PGA Tour is doing a great job with a worldwide golf tour. And now with the LPGA sort of snuggling up to the PGA Tour, I think it's going to be just better for golf, period, just the growth.
Okay. Just curious if we're taking a look at all that kind of stuff. Hey, guys, let's take a quick break here. It's the top of the hour, and we're going to come back, talk a little bit more about what's going on with the PGA Tour and how very good Justin Thomas is. Again, congratulations to Justin for winning the CIMB Classic. It's kind of a, speaking of the Korean effect of all this, going on in Kuala Lumpur, you don't get to see it as much because it's an off time. If you're going to watch it live, it's at midnight our time. So if you didn't follow that, then Justin Thomas gets the win. Second year in a row that he's won the CIMB Classic. Yeah. And we got to talk a little bit more Cubs and maybe a little college football. What happened over the weekend? Oh, my God. Brendan touched on it. Big, big upset. And Frank's Ole Miss Rebs out of the top 25 for the first time. So a lot of things we're going to talk about. We'll be coming back. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Stay with us. Welcome back, Golf Talk America, here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews with you in our Dallas studios. Frank Bassett coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. And our good friend Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana, is joining us as well. We were talking about a lot of stuff, but we got to get a little bit back to the Cubs, if we can. First time in 198,000 years that the Cubs have been in the World Series. And you know what's interesting, Brendan, when I was watching the NFL yesterday, and Frank as well, when I'm watching the pregame, they had Mike Ditka on to talk some NFL stuff, but he couldn't help but talk a little Cubs.
He looked like Methuselah.
He looks old. You see his white beard? He's got his white beard going.
Oh, yeah.
That he said, despite the Bulls' great run and the Blackhawks' recent great run of three Stanley Cups, and the Bears even in 85 having a great Super Bowl championship, that this is the biggest thing that would happen to the city of Chicago if the Cubs were to go on and win the World Series. It trumps all those other things. Do you agree with that, Brendan?
It's a way of life. And it's, you know, the whole Wrigleyville, you know, experience over the years of growing up. I mean, as a child, you know, my grandparents lived on the north side. My mom grew up on the north side with my dad. And, you know, I remember sitting on the couch, you know, the plastic-covered couch, and you could hear the ballpark from my grandparents' house. And, you know, from, you know, Ryan Sandberg, Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, Fergie Jenkins, you look at the broadcast team, you know, Jack Brickhouse, you know, Harry Carey, yeah, and Steve Stone, just through the generations of frustration and hope and everything. It really is. And you asked me before, what was it like, you know, how does it make you feel, you know, were you nervous about the Cubs? I was sort of scared, you know, it's like, wow, you know, what happens if and when they win it? You know, it would be great, but, you know, is the magic going to be over if they do win it? The you know, my buddy Tim, who I'm going to the game with on Friday, he and a friend of his were at the game, and they walked out, they got out of the game, and they said there were droves of people just pouring up Clark Street, Addison, Sheffield, Waveland. You know, every house was emptied, and it took them, you know, they were fighting. They were swimming upstream trying to get out of there. Yeah, I was living in Chicago when the Bulls were on the run in the early '90s. You know, and the Bulls are the Bulls. You know, it was great to have, you know, Jordan and Scottie Pippen and all those guys, and it was neat. They were sort of celebrities. You know, the '85 Bears were a trip. That was a blast. You know, Jim McMahon. You know, Mike Singletary. Dan Hampton, you know, Richard Dent, you know, you know, Kevin Butler. I mean, you know, the kicker was even a badass back then. but that was, you know, people still remember the 85 Bears. You know, it was the marketing genius, you know, Penso Tufo Chevy City, you know, like your monster, you know, monsters of Midway Chevy dealer. I think if the Cubs win this, it's going to top all of them. It is the hope. It is, you know, what Ricketts has done to the Cubs, what, you know, they've done to the area, to the whole Wrigley area. You know, in 89, when I got out of school, you know, I was with my brother, just, we were on Beltline, so we're four blocks north of the ballpark. Every March, we would, for like 3 years in a row, we'd sit out. It was like the first week of March, and that's when they sold the bleacher tickets. And you'd go there, you'd have a lot of cash, you'd have like $1,000 of cash. And the tickets were $9. The standing room only the other night was $2,000. Yeah. It's going to be just an absolute free for all. So, with that being said, I'll probably be sleeping on the couch here Saturday night.
I had a friend who went online looking for tickets, and he found a couple. He wasn't sure exactly where they were yet. He didn't check into that. $26,000 a pair.
26 seats.
Yeah,
you know, I bet you. I know where
unless he's pitching.
Tickets.
Unless he's pitching, I don't know how good that seat can be. But $26,000 for a pair of tickets, and you know what? I'm sure people are putting up huge, ridiculous numbers because why not? It's a once in a lifetime thing, and they'll probably get it. They'll probably
Whoa! What do you mean once in a lifetime thing? You're saying they're not going to come back to the World Series again?
It's been once in my lifetime, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think the odds are what they are, you know?
You know,
first
you know,
in my lifetime.
Talking about tickets and all that kind of good stuff, our good friends at AzaleaHospitality.com, Azalea House, Marcus and Billy, they can procure tickets from, I don't know where they get them, but they can get tickets for almost anything. And they are, by the way, our host for the Shriners Hospitals for Children tournament in Las Vegas next week. So just a shout out to our good friends and our host and the Azalea House, AzaleaHospitality.com, where we will be, you will be there, Brendan will be there live all week from the Masters also.
The Masters,
but,
that's right.
Thanks to Azalea Hospitality. If you need anything, check out AzaleaHospitality.com. Those guys are great. There, I had to say that. I love
hey, Frank, when you're talking about how long, you know, like once in a lifetime and making fun of that, and rightfully so, at the same time, somebody gave the stat out there that the last time the Cubs won a World Series, 1908, was 108 years ago. There are only, I think they said, 7 Americans on the planet that were alive, even alive, the last time the Cubs won a World Series. That's how far back. There's only like 7 people in the U.S. older than 108 or 108 and older. So that they're the only ones that had any kind of chance of ever even seeing or being around the last time the Cubs won a World Series. And, of course, they play at Wrigley Field. And, Brendan, you've been there a number of times. I have, too. There's so many things that are negative about Wrigley Field if you go to some of the new ballparks that are just sparkling new and fantastic and high-tech and everything else. You go to Wrigley Field, it's like a time warp, isn't it? You're going back, and you feel like you're going to walk into George Halas or something in the hallway.
Jeez. Where did that come from?
throwing around nickels like manhole covers.
Yeah.
The whole Wrigley experience. I mean, granted, they've done the renovation to the ballpark, and what they're doing now, they're building a hotel. They tore down that McDonald's across the street, and where the Yum Yum Donuts used to be is going to be a hotel. My wife and I had the opportunity this year to go to Fenway for a game, and we wound up buying a ticket from a scalper, and the guy goes, "Hey, you're in row K." So I didn't realize that we were in the second to the last row behind the pole. If you're at Wrigley, you don't really have a bad seat. I mean, as far as deep as there's no obstructed views, you know, everything's sort of modernized, but you still get that feel of, wow, you're in a friendly confines. And that's, you know, what the Wrigley family did for years and years and years because the Cubs were so horrible. You had to market to the families. And that's sort of the gleam and the glow. You know, the South Side, you know, old Sox Park, Kaminsky Park is called U.S. Cellular Field now. It's sterile. Who cares, right?
Hey, quick question.
Some of these old ballparks, you know, Cleveland's a new ballpark, too. I think, you know, Wrigley was built in 1914. 1945 is the last time the Cubs were in the – the Cubs have never been on television in a World Series.
Well, right. Hey, I've got a question for you, though. Since we are the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment, and we're a golf show on PGHR.com, let me ask you this. The 1948, was that the last, then when Cleveland went to the World Series? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So let's listen to this stat. In 1908, the Open Championship was the 48th Open Championship. The 1908 British Open, now the Open Championship, was the 48th Open Championship. It was held at Prestwick Golf Club, but 1908, 48. Okay, I'm just hooking it up here, guys. You know, it's just the cosmos. I hear
crickets.
Silence.
Do you have a point?
I hear crickets. I hear crickets. Come on.
What?
Don't you get it? 1908, 1948, 1908. The Open Championship, 1908 Open Championship, was the 48th.
I see you're doing numerics. You're doing numerics there. I got you. Okay. I thought there was some connection with the city of Prestwick in Cleveland or something. No. You're saying the numbers.
There is a Prestwick, Ohio, by the way.
Oh, well, there you go. See?
See, Frank, there's your connection.
But the 1908 U.S. Open was the 14th U.S. Open. There you go.
Hey, and then guess what, Frank? Hey, in 1845,
here we go.
1845 is when French Lick was built. So there we go.
See?
So, okay, well, in 2016, wow. Golf Talk America, we're off the rails. We're totally off the rails, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to get canceled.
We got pulled. We got pulled.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in golf going on this week, though, by the way.
Three-finger Mordecai Brown.
And who's that reference?
He was the stud of the 1908 team, led by Frank Chance. Yeah, from... The famous from Tinker to Evers and Chair. That was their 4-6-3 player right there.
Frank, that's a reference to the infield for the Cubs back then. Tinker to Evers a Chance, which a lot of people don't know that reference. Yeah, I know. I know it's kind of it is. If you go up in Chicago, there's so many references that probably are very obscure to almost anybody else. But if you know the Chicago history. But that's kind of the lovable Cubs is they've lost so many times over so many years and been so close and all these other things that, you know, it kind of made it, I think the whole country sometimes took them on as their own because they're, the Cubs, you got to love those guys because they never did it.
Here it is. Anything. You know, here it is, Golf Talk America brought to you by Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
you know the drill, but, you know, the way the Cubs got, you know, so engulfed in, like, people's history was WGN. I mean, they broadcasted all their games.
Sure.
All the
sure.
games were during the day. The first night game was, you know, 8-8-88, which was rained out. So the first official night game was 8-9-88, by the way.
Wow.
So it was in the late 80s when they played their first night game, and then WGN carried all their games.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody got to see them.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's been great.
It's been fun. There's a lot of golf. A lot of golf going on, though, Tim. You got to recap the golf going on this week. I mean, the World Golf Championships this week. The Sanderson Farms is going on this week. Justin, again, our buddy, Justin Thomas, wins back-to-back tournaments. Back-to-back, not tournaments, but back-to-back years in the
CIMB.
Roots,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So a lot of golf going on.
60 minutes away from French Lake.
God. And a lot of the guys heading. By the way, we'll be back at the end of the week just to give somebody a little bit of a preview. Friday, as we always do. I'm curious, Frank. I want to ask you this. We always have Dickie Pride on with us to talk a little golf, but also to talk a little college football. He loves his college football. If he's in the Sanderson Farms, he may not be able to do that little segment with us.
He's still going to do it. We're going to find a way to make it happen. If he's on the course, of course, he won't be able to do it. But if that's going to be the case and we find that out, we're going to record the segment Thursday night.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll tape it Thursday night and bring him in.
I'll give you guys a call from the ballpark.
Well, you got to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to have that. Give
us a flavor. Have that one, too.
What do you put on your hot dog at Wrigley?
Mustard only, baby. Yellow. That's
mustard
it.
Only.
Mustard.
That's it. Beer. Frank, if you dare try to put ketchup, if you dare try to put ketchup on your hot dog at Wrigley, I'm pretty sure they either put you in a urinal head first or they completely throw you out of the stadium.
Why would anybody put ketchup on a hot dog?
Well, you'd be surprised.
Hey, there you go.
Where can you get a burger dog, guys? What two golf tournaments on the PGA Tour can you get a burger dog?
San Francisco. Right?
I don't know.
The Olympic
Pebble
Club?
Beach.
Olympic? That's correct. Olympic Club is one.
Okay. And
guess
the
what?
Other would be?
We just had it. It was just in Napa. The Safeway Open.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a Northern California
Absolutely.
Kind of thing, huh?
It's a Northern California thing. A burger dog. They don't have burger dogs in Chicago, right, Brendan?
Oh, we got Italian beef, baby. That's what we got.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. There you go.
Oh. Dunk it, baby. All right, well, we are out of time.
I don't.
We could keep going all day long. If you don't know anything about Chicago, we're going to give you all the history of it. Hey, Brendan, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. We will talk to you later this week from the friendly confines.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Brendan.
Go.
Woo! All right.
There he goes. Okay.
Wow. Everybody's got something. Ole Miss out of the top 25. Sorry about that, Frank.
That
was your passion that we could talk about off golf, but maybe they'll get back in. You never know what's going to happen. We've had a great time, and we did thank the wonderful people at Azalea.
Yeah.
They'll be taking care of you in Las Vegas when you're there, too, in a couple of weeks, right?
They will. I'll take us out of this thing because I want to take us out talking a little bit about what's going to happen at the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open in Las Vegas. We're going to be live from a couple of hotels, as well as live from the tournament. We'll be in the clubhouse. So for our good friend Tim Matthews, who will be with us but not in Vegas with us, for Brendan Sweeney and for Bobby Ray Raymond, our producer, this is Frank Bassett. You've been listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. Stay with us, folks, because we're going to be back in a day with you tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and on. Thanks a lot for listening. See ya. We're out.